thank you so much for being a part of today's Got Faith Monday Motivation, or Got Faith Motivation Podcast, and Got Faith Worldwide, where we go places, see new things, and see different people. God bless you. The seasons have changed. We were in the summer. Now the seasons of trees are changing. The colors are changing. Things are changing in our lives. It's getting a little colder. In the evenings, we have to wear our jackets and things. So our season has changed, just like those seasons in our life. And we just have to prepare for that time. I want to ask you a question today. Are you settling for good enough? Are you settling? It's easy for us to think that we don't really like our job, but at least we have a job. It's good enough. It's easier for us to say, I would love to have a better quality of life, but you say, I'm here, and it's good enough. We've been conditioned to stay where we are, comfortable, and that's good enough. Many of us are living a life that is less than God's best. Just because you haven't seen what God has promised you doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Don't make the mistake of settling for good enough. Good enough is not God's best. And you're created to excel and to live an abundant life. He said he wished above all things that we prosper and be in health. So we got to understand how God created us. Genesis 38:28. There was a story about a woman, Tamar, and she was pregnant with twins. So when she was giving birth, one of the baby's arms came out, and the midwife tied a red cord around its arm, and she was going to gently pull him so he could come out. But before she could pull him, he pulled his arm back, and then his brother broke through and came out first. So one stretched, and the other settled. So like this woman's story, there are two people inside of us. One that's saying, I'm going to become everything God's created me to be. I'm going to live this life. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm surrounded by God's favor. And then there is the other one that says, I'll never do anything. I'll never be better. I'm just where I am right now. I'll never lose weight. I'll never, and I can never. So you got to choose. You get to choose which person you're going to be. So many times we make a choice to just settle. We believe the enemy's lies that tell us we can't do any better, that you can't be any better. Then we lose our fire, and we get comfortable with good enough. Just because you gave up on your dream doesn't mean that God has given up on you. So don't settle. Your future is worth fighting for, but you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to fight for it. First, make up your mind to be determined to not give up when it's difficult. Sometimes it's going to get difficult when you're trying to break out of that comfort zone. And you're not going to complain because it's taking too long. You're not going to get discouraged because you're going through, you might have a setback. You got to believe that everything God's promised you is going to be worth fighting for. So you're going to stay in the fight until the end. That's what you're going to do. It's just like being in a physical fight. Think of a boxer. What he does is he trains during the off season to be ready when the fight comes. If you don't see a life like God promised you in your spirit, and you can keep moving forward, but you got to see what God's promised you, and you got to understand that the struggle is only temporary. It's just the season that you're going through. The struggle for more time, the struggle for happiness, the struggle for whatever. It's temporary. You may be living good right now. You might be on the other side of the spectrum. And God has truly blessed you and your family. Your job is good. Your health is good. And you've seen God's favor. You know there is greater levels for you. You got no complaints. Remember this. Good is the enemy of great. You may be doing great. You're using all of your gifts, everything God has given to you, but something inside of you tells you that there is more. Don't let good be an excuse and keep you from going to your next level. Stir it up. Stir up the gift and then stretch into a new level. This is where the children of Israel got stuck. They were bought out of slavery. They were headed toward the promised land, and Moses sent out spies and told them, Moses, we have seen that this is a beautiful land. It's luscious. It's green. The fruits and vegetables are the biggest we've ever seen. That was God's vision in front of them. But in the wilderness, what they saw was God's goodness. He had parted the Red Sea. God had brought water out of a rock. He's rained down manna, but that was only temporary provisions. The mistake they made was when they came to the promised land, there were people living on it. All they had to do was go and fight for the land. God had already promised them the victory. But the problem was this group was not willing to fight. They thought it wasn't worth it. It's too much trouble. These people are bigger than us. They settled. We're right here. We're okay. God has taken care of us all this time. He feeds us. He clothes us. It's good enough. The Lord provides. Wow. They were easily satisfied. They didn't realize everything that God had done for them up to that point was only temporary provisions. It was to take them into a land of abundance. So don't get stuck thinking that you've reached your limits. Just remember, today is a new day. It might not happen the first time. It might not happen the fifth time. It might not happen the 13th time. But don't settle. Keep stretching your faith. Keep looking for new opportunities. Keep taking the steps to improve wherever you are. Just keep taking steps to improve. Have you settled somewhere way beneath what you know God has put in you? Have you given up on your dreams? Have you given up on yourself? Have you given up on your next? I want to encourage you. God has new levels for all of us. And age is just a number. The first place we lose the battle is going to be in our thinking. If you don't think you can be successful, you never will be. If you don't think that you can overcome your past or a situation in your past, you'll get stuck right there. You got to change your thinking. The word says in Psalms 84:1, no good thing will he withhold because you walk uprightly. He's not going to withhold wisdom from you. He's not going to withhold that turnaround from you. Let today be your new beginning. Let today be your turnaround day. God has some greater things for you. Get a vision for it. Now let's affirm and meditate. You can close your eyes or you can just relax and listen as you follow along. Now breathe in, breathe out. I release any resistance right now. Breathe in, breathe out. I rely on the energy of Jesus Christ, my source, and I am where I'm intended to be, and my source is pleased. Breathe in, breathe out. Purpose is in me. I am who God says I am, and he's calling me to a higher existence. Breathe in. Breathe out. I believe that God is shifting his people, moving us forward in our destinies, advancing us in his purposes, and he's equipping us for greater accomplishments. Breathe in. Breathe out. Today, as God opens the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, I will make room to receive it. Breathe in. Breathe out. I open the doors to my good and claim my divine inheritance. I am meant to feel happiness in my life, and I am meant to fulfill my dreams. I create the perfect plan for my life by choosing the perfect thoughts. Breathe in. Breathe out. The Spirit of God within me knows the perfect how to every need and desire. Therefore, all of my needs are met. Breathe in. Breathe out. Every cell in my body is now functioning in divine order, and I'm doing extremely well as I relax and enjoy it. Breathe in. Breathe out. I feel appreciation for what is and an eagerness for what is coming. For in you, O God, I place my trust as I depend on you for my every need. Breathe in. Breathe out. God is so good. He is such an amazing God. We're in a new season. We just came out of the summer, and we're getting into the fall, and it is totally a different season. The air has changed. And we just want to be ready for those new seasons in our lives, because when it happens, everything will change. Oh, God, we give you praise. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, we thank you. You are so good. You're so kind to us, God. We thank you for your word. We pray for an overwhelming sense of your presence in our lives, God. We pray that you strengthen our arms. God, we pray that you strengthen our hearts. God, we ask you right now. We know that you've been highly exalted and given a name that is above every name. Your name is above sore throat. So now we ask you for your healing, that you would touch our sister. Lord, your name is above stomach aches and sickness and disease. And God, we ask right now for a supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise in advance, knowing that you wish above all things that we be in health and that we prosper, just as our soul prospereth, God. Lord, we ask you to come and be a part of our lives. We can't fight and flourish in our own strength. We need you, God. And we trust you, Lord. God, we thank you. And we praise you. We ask that you crown our week with manifestations and breakthroughs. As we lean in the pen and seek you first, we give you all glory, all honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, thank you so much, guys, for coming and joining Monday Motivation. We look forward to having you come and join again next week.